News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Tánaiste and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, your reaction to Israel Parliament's vote to ban UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees?
I condemn the legislation adopted by the Knesset yesterday, that if acted upon, will make it impossible for UNRWA, which is a United Nations agency, to carry out its life-saving work. And we're talking here about the essentials of life for men, women and children in the occupied territories of Palestine. We're talking about education services, healthcare services. It's quite extraordinary and beyond comprehension that this move is being taken, because it is an attack on Palestinians. It's an attack on the UN system, on the multilateral order as we know it. And one has to ask the very simple question, where would this all end? And that the Parliament of a democracy should act in this way, unilaterally cancelling the mandate of a United Nations agency, is something that the international community has to stand up to, because it is contrary to the UN Charter, it's contrary to international humanitarian law, and it represents a further chapter in the collective punishment of the Palestinian people, who are, you know, in probably one of the worst humanitarian crises experienced by any people for quite a long, long time.
Stand up to, you say, in what way? I mean, could this be illegal under international law? How can this be challenged?
I think legally there can be moves made, and we're in discussions with Norway and other like-minded countries to see what can be done at the General Assembly, and also in terms of what can be done legally through the international courts, the ICJ, in terms of the clear obligations that Israel has as an occupying power to enable humanitarian aid to get into Gaza. And humanitarian aid has not been enabled to get into Gaza. And the only organization that has the bandwidth and the capacity to deliver education, to deliver healthcare, to deliver food and shelter is UNRWA. And remember, about 660,000 boys and girls have had no education now for well over a year in Gaza. The schools have been leveled, universities have been leveled, hospitals, places of worship, bakeries, water, sewage, electricity systems, roads, farmland have all been destroyed. No other UN organization or humanitarian organization can do what UNRWA is doing. Many have actually left and cannot get back in there. This is really the final straw in terms of the abject failure and of the Israeli authorities to enable basic humanitarian aid and the essentials of life to get into Gaza and get into the West Bank.
You'll be aware of the Israeli argument, and some of these arguments were made in the Israeli parliament. Nine staff members dismissed by UNRWA after the October attacks last year. They say there's a link between some members of staff and Hamas. They cite the subterranean Hamas data centre directly under UNRWA's Gaza Strip headquarters. They talk about educational facilities under the organisation's auspices consistently inciting hatred of Israel and glorifying terrorism. Your response to those allegations that are made in Israel against UNRWA?
Well, again, there have been investigations in respect of these allegations that have been made against UNRWA. And just to make the point that UNRWA, like other comparable UN entities, it doesn't have police, it doesn't have military, it doesn't have intelligence capabilities. So it has to rely on member states in terms of protection, neutrality and so on. So Catherine Colonna, the former foreign minister of France, undertook an investigation into allegations made by Israel in respect to some members of UNRWA, workers on the ground, being part of the October the 7th. And her conclusions were very, very clear in terms of the... It said that UNRWA has a more robust neutrality framework than any comparable organisation, and that the agency continues to make every possible effort to implement its recommendations with a dedicated implementation team.
So in other words, they did dismiss nine staff members in the wake of the October.
But we are talking with 13,000 people on the ground who are teachers, healthcare workers and so on in Gaza. You are talking with 30,000 people across the Middle East. The real issue with UNRWA for Israel, it seems to me, is UNRWA has kept the essentials of life going within Gaza and within the West Bank. and indeed in refugee camps in Jordan and elsewhere in Lebanon, where Palestinians went after being displaced. Mm-hmm. And they have the right to return. And the politics behind it, of course, is to try and extinguish that right to return and undermine Palestinian self-determination and their right to a Palestinian state and the two-state solution. So it's part of a broader strategy to undermine any possibility now of a two-state solution. But its most immediate impact is would be the final weaponization of hunger, starvation, deprivation of the basics of life.
Is that, do you believe that's what Israel are doing? Because they absolutely deny that. They say they want to work with international partners to ensure humanitarian aid. You don't accept their bona fides.
I don't. I can't accept it anymore. I mean, I went to the Rafah border. I saw all of the essential life-saving equipment, food and basic stuff that would have been important from a humanitarian perspective, left in Rafah and not allowed into Gaza. And one could draw, the only conclusion one could draw is that every excuse has been made to deny stuff going in as opposed to allowing stuff going.
Okay. All right.
The trucks and trucks of medicine that were not allowed in.
Okay. I know
it's
you're...
It's just unacceptable, really, what has happened. There's no evidence. And in fact, in the last couple of weeks, the trucks have been down to the lowest ever in the year of war. If you talk to the international humanitarian agencies, the Red Cross, all of them are saying to us that the humanitarian situation is absolutely dire. And in northern Gaza at the moment, it is beyond belief what is happening in terms of the bombardment, the bombing and so on like that.
I know you're under time pressure, so can I just ask you very, very finally and very briefly, people listening to this morning may say, well, okay, you're condemning Israel, but your own government has been very tardy and very slow in relation to the occupied territories bill before the Oireachtas. What is the state of play in that? Will you give a commitment? Because obviously it's not going to be brought through before the general election. If you're re-elected, will you enact the Occupied Territories Bill?
Yeah, I've already given that commitment and we're progressing it already because of the International Court of Justice's advisory opinion, which was published in July. This is a decision of the court, the International Court of Justice, which said that Israel... that there are obligations on member states, that Israel's occupation is illegal, and there's obligations on member states not to do anything that would aid the occupation. The bill needs substantive amendment. I've discussed this with the author of the bill, Frances Black. Officials will be meeting with her advisors this week. We have to make it constitutionally compliant, obviously. As it's currently written, it's not constitutional. But these are matters that can be rectified. But also we have to strengthen it to make sure that it can withstand any potential legal challenge, and there have been legal challenges to other countries who've attempted to do this in different areas. So it's not simple. Attempts have been made to make it simple, but I think the ICJ opinion, which we were part of, by the way, and fought for in terms of legal submissions to the court, that enables us, I think, to create a pathway to draft legislation that would ban the imports of goods from Palestine into Ireland.
Tánaiste, Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.